USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson is now declaring a $118 billion bipartisan compromise on immigration reform and foreign aid dead on arrival in his chamber. Text of the new legislation was released on Sunday. Speaker Johnson and House GOP lawmakers say the Senate measure is inadequate and will not deter illegal border crossings. On the campaign trail in Nevada this week, President Biden was staying optimistic.
Hopefully passes in the Senate.
How?
The bill would allow DHS to fully shut down the border when illegal encounters by Border Patrol agents reach certain thresholds. A new poll finds what many have already shown.
A recent survey indicates a lack of enthusiasm for a potential Biden-Trump rematch. The University of Massachusetts Amherst surveyed over 1,000 individuals, revealing that 53% expressed disinterest in a candidacy from former President Trump. Additionally, 57% opposed the idea of President Biden seeking re-election.
USA's John Schaefer. While heavy rain and wind continue to lash Southern California, the mayor of Los Angeles is declaring a local state of emergency.
Ensure that the city has the required resources to respond to this storm now, but also in the recovery period.
Flooding and mudslides are already causing issues. In total, more than 14 million people in California are under the threat from excessive rainfall. Despite a recent drunk driving arrest in Texas over the weekend, Pat Mahomes, the father of Kansas City Chiefs star Patrick Mahomes, has been granted permission to travel to the Super Bowl. The judge in Smith County, Texas, opted not to impose a travel ban on him, but has prohibited him from consuming alcohol in Las Vegas. The Grammys were a hit in the ratings. Research from Nielsen showed the Music Industry Awards show attracted the largest number for the Grammys since 2020. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
In the aftermath of waves of U.S. airstrikes on Iranian-backed militia groups in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen,
the number of casualties is still being assessed.
That's the word from Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder, who updated reporters on Monday. The results of Friday's wave of strikes hitting 80 targets still under review. The U.S. military is retaliating on targets linked to Iran-aligned militia groups in the Middle East who were responsible for drone strikes that killed three U.S. soldiers in Jordan late last month. Top White House officials saying this is all just the beginning of the U.S. attacks. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, and Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. They did mention, however, the 75-year-old monarch commenced regular treatments on Monday. It's worth noting a benign prostate procedure did take place over a week ago, though it's unrelated to the recent revelation. President Biden celebrates a landslide primary victory in South Carolina this past weekend. At the same time, new data finds the state's black voters overwhelmingly cast ballots in favor of the sitting president.
His largest percentage, over 97%, was in the town of Orangeburg, where there are two HBCUs and a community college.
South Carolina Democrat James Clyburn speaking to CNN this week. Biden won the state with 96% against two far lesser known opponents. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.